Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 400. And boy, do we have a show for you tonight.
Woo!
Sadly, it'll be just like every other show. Nothing special. Although we do have a full table, we have a returning podcaster. Not an old, old returning one. That would be crazy talk. But someone who... Well, true. Fair enough. Well, I wasn't going
to
say that. But.
You don't have to. I look in the mirror every day.
You gotta put your glasses on first.
Of course, otherwise it's blurry. Duh. So, I am Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Brandon.
Dave.
Pat.
Mike.
Spencer.
Who?
Mike.
Wow. Coerced him to come back. Well, he stopped working three jobs. So.
Yeah, seriously.
But... So, yeah, no grand plans. I actually was busy doing stuff and forgot to ask for questions. And nobody on their own sent in questions, which is kind of odd.
Nobody wished us a happy 400.
No. Maybe they will after the fact. Maybe. Michael did ask if we were going to renumber with the new podcast,
the
100.
New.
But no, because I'm a fan of legacy numbering. And as a bit of news, so is DC. So...
After the 750.
Yeah, they're Wonder Woman 750 and Flash 750 are coming up, and they've decided to keep the legacy number going on those, which I think is a good idea.
Should, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially on characters like that that have been around for forever.
Yeah.
Although, I think, Wonder Woman is still a legacy character, but Flash isn't. He's Silver Age Flash.
Right, but he's notable for being the first Silver Age character and the start of the Silver Age.
Okay.
So I think that's notable.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I have no problem with either of those. I'm not afraid of big numbers like other companies.
They like the number one.
Yeah, a lot of ones.
I don't know. What'd you say about your invoice?
Yeah.
You are afraid of big numbers.
I am afraid of big. Next week is huge.
Is everybody jamming out before Christmas?
Well, and also remember, this is the last ship week of the year. So my DC number is double what it normally is. My invoice is not it. Over 1.5 times what it normally is. It's a huge week, and all the specials, there's a lot of stuff shipping next week that didn't need to ship next week. I wish, because like the last week was kind of light.
Yeah,
I think we could have had a lot of these next week because like we're getting. At least three Black Label books, including two oversized ones. We're getting Doomsday Clock. We're getting Last Night on Earth, the last issue.
Doomsday Clock is actually coming?
Next week. So, and like the last issue of Tom King's Batman's coming out, and that's a $6 book. And it's just like everything is rolling into next week.
Last Night, Last Batman, Last Harleen, Last Doomsday Clock.
Yeah.
There's one more in there, too. It was a last issue.
Possibly. There's a lot of last issues. But, yeah, there's a lot going out next week. And it's like, oh, my God, how many boxes am I going to be missing next week? Got them all this week. That was nice.
Hopefully the same amount as this week.
Yes, that I'll be missing, yes. There's no way I could have the same amount of boxes. This week was 12. Next week, I'm guessing, is going to be about 20.
You're just going to drop the truck off.
Yeah. Let us know when you get done
UPS is not. And the other problem is going to be damages. You know, you're sending all this stuff via UPS at the busiest time of year, and all of a sudden you're sending me 20, 60-pound boxes. These are going to be.
And they're not carrying.
It's all temporary people. Yeah. So damages could be a big issue. We're also getting books for the 26th. The few books that are coming out on the 26th are shipping next week as well. So it's going to be. The shipping bill on this is going to be ridiculous.
So be nice and don't be a dick to Colin.
Just pick up your stuff. That's the main thing. I was talking with a couple people about that today, and like Tim's telling me the file cabinet's full. We haven't put away all the books yet, and it's full. And we have lots of overflow folders, and some people are in full short boxes, and it's like, come get your stuff. I'm out of room, and that's not the idea. The idea is, and I'm storing them for you. The
Can
idea
you contact
is,
them?
Yeah. But I know it's a weird time of year, but definitely January 2nd, there will be a rash of emails going out saying, hey, come pick up your stuff.
I wouldn't be that nice.
No, but I mean, do you want it or not? You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but I have been sending emails trying to be fairly regular, but I'm like contacting people who haven't been in 6 months. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I still want it. I'll get there. You know,
It
depends on, you know, if you only get one book, it's not
a big deal.
Right.
But if you're getting like 10 a week.
Yeah.
And that's up.
But even like, I have one guy that just gets Marvel. But he gets every Marvel book that comes out. And he hasn't been in since November 9th. So a month of every Marvel book, that's a lot of books.
That's a lot of numbers.
And then you get fearful of, okay, well, now he's into me for over $500. What if he doesn't show up? You know, it's like, but I don't want to be mean and say, hey, where are you? But
you know where he lives, right?
Probably. It's probably in the system.
Bring the dogs.
Bring my beasts, yes. As Marley would shrink away from him, yes. And Harry would be...
Just have him poop in a bag, light the bag on fire, and then murder his family.
No, oh, well...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
a Philly way to do it.
Do you have a policy around, like, hold limits?
Not really. I generally have faith in people. And it's it's rare that I've gotten burned. I mean,
have you been on the internet?
I have. But, no, I have faith in my customers, let me put it that way. Not in faith in...
Have you ever met your customers?
I have.
By and large, we're assholes.
But, yeah, just sometimes it's a little... gets a little much. So we'll see. See how things go. Yeah, I was trying to think. I can't think of any other news. There was something. Oh, there's a couple new Marvel books coming that are really weird. Like, they just announced basically it's a new Champions book, but it's not called Champions. It's called something else, but it's got the same characters. I'm like, why do you keep throwing out the same thing over and over? If it didn't work, it's not going to work with a new name. Because I saw it was like Miles, Ms. Marvel, and I forget who the other character was. And I was just like, I forget, it had a different clever name, like, you know, Unlawful or something like that.
Champions.
I'm just like, okay. And then there's a new X-Men book that is all sorts of, like, random. It's Havoc and Psylocke and Wars or somebody and Little Eggman. It's like...
Hellion.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going with this? Why are you oversaturating your brand just when you restarted it?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes slow and steady wins the race, and flooding the market makes people just throw up their hands.
Especially when you have such better X-Men characters you could put on that book. Like.
Right, and these are just, it was such a weird grouping, and I get it, they're like kind of villainish, but...
And it'd be one thing if it was like Donny Cates on the book.
Yeah, it's not Jim Zub, it's Zeb Wells. And it was funny, I was talking with somebody, he's like, what has he done? And I pulled up his biography, I'm like,
yeah.
Lots of miniseries and stuff.
If I can't get...
Well...
if it's going to be, like, out there, like, I need to at least be, like, excited about the writer or the artist. Because, like, Silver Surfer Black, like, if it wasn't for the art on that, no one would pick it up. And Cosmic Ghost Rider, I feel like, you know...
We're getting a new one next week.
If it wasn't Donny Cates...
Well, this one's not Donny Cates.
Yeah, so nobody's going to pick up. I think he did the first one, right?
Yeah, and he did the first one. Yeah.
Where he came out of. So, but like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have more than just.
Yeah. Throwing out a secondary thing with not necessarily new writers are bad, but just, you know. I mean, and you get stuff, and like I think back to Ultimates that they did that was done by Al Ewing and people loved. I'm like, but nobody's buying it. Because they don't know what it is. It's spun out of Secret Wars, continuing the Ultimates title, because that was an Ultimates name for that event, because every miniseries in that was a different name of something. And then they relaunch it again with Ultimates 2. I'm like, nobody is buying this. You've intentionally sabotaged the book just with the name. But yeah, people love that book, but it's like nobody read it.
Give me a
Dave, why'd you do that?
Books just flying off the shelf here.
I don't know. But what they should do is they introduced a bunch of... team of superhero, or excuse me, supervillain grandmas.
Yeah.
Called the Horticulture Society or something like that. I'd buy a mini of that.
Yeah.
But that's, really? But that's really out there.
Right.
That really seems like... That'd be an amusing one shot, but I don't know that a mini would work.
Yeah.
Unless maybe Mark Russell wrote it, then it might work.
But like, do Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Well, you could just do Golden Girls. Period. I think you could have like Boom put out a Golden Girls miniseries. People would buy it.
IDW. Yeah. Transformers Meet the Golden Girls.
I mean, people might not read it, but they'd buy it.
Maybe they'll meet the Turtles. Do a crossover. Did you read Power Rangers and Turtles?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't do Power Rangers.
Mm. Yeah. Now Voltron. Mm.
They could do go back and do sitcoms. Like, what would it be? Cheers season 9 or something like that? Mm. Like, I'm sure people would be into that.
They did $6 Million Man, they did season 6 in comic book form, and they did Bionic Woman season 4 in comic book form.
See, I don't know how that would work, though, because really, if you don't have to... it just doesn't work.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I may have mentioned this before, but in the issue of Criminal, Sean Phillips did a drawing of Jim Rockford from Rockford Files. That was great, so...
You get that little flashback or something.
I know, it's like, oh, man, Rockford Files comic.
Yeah. We need Columbo to pop up somewhere.
Or Columbo, you know.
Do a Seinfeld prison book.
That would be good.
But make it like mature audiences. It's like Oz. Kramer joins the Nazis because.
Yeah.
It fits.
Yeah.
whole new meaning to Hello Newman.
Oh, yeah.
We all know Costanza's getting traded for a pack of cools.
And multiple times.
He will not be the master of his own domain.
See, and I feel like George would join the, MS-13 or something like that.
He'd join any group he could. Best for him.
He's taking off his shirt. Why are you taking off your shirt? Gotta poop. I don't remember any other news. News seems few and far between nowadays. Did they make the announcements so early?
I saw the new Stargirl trailer.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know people are liking the Crisis thing. I'm kind of, with the month gap, I'm kind of waiting to watch all at once.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for that reason, because I'm going to forget what happens.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of news. It's just not comic book related.
Yeah.
Everything, even
it's TV and movie. Yeah.
Just focusing on TV and movie.
Like, you had the Wonder Woman trailer, which was
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the movie, but...
Pedro Pascal looks so different as Max Lord.
Yeah,
he looks good though.
He looks like Max Lord. 80s. You know, not like Oberlin Martell.
Yeah.
You know, his head's one piece.
Yeah, eyes weren't popped, crushed.
Well, he learned. That's why in the Mandalorian he doesn't take the helmet off.
Fair enough. That's been fun. Mandalorian has been enjoyable. And then what, next week is Star Wars? Everybody's excited about that. Everybody have their tickets? I
don't know. Yep.
No, because I'm just going to go see it.
Yeah. Every time I pre-bought tickets, fearful of something like that, I walked in and there were eight other people at the theater. It's God, I spent the extra
Star Wars
whatever.
Is different, though.
It is, but I'm not in a rush to see it either.
Because Star Wars, the first weekend, you're going to have a hard time getting tickets.
So it's literally next week?
It's the 19th.
20th.
Yeah, Thursday the 19th.
I think the problem you're going to have here is people spoiling it. So you might have to put another sign up like you do with Avengers.
No spoiler alerts.
Yeah, if you spoil Endgame, you're banned for life. Not kidding. Spoil Star Wars. George Lucas.
So we got no news. Year's wrapping up. Festivus starts on Friday. And I already planned out all my Festivus things. Normally I'm, oh crap, I'm forgetting and
winging it. We were saving up next Wednesday during the Festivus.
Yes.
Your airing of the grievances.
Yes, yes. Why did you send everything in 1 week? But everybody is like that, yeah. You see everybody's going, first text I had today was from Dan with the little vomiting emoji. We need to sit down and have a talk. Guys, you got to spread this stuff out.
Well, can't you flex all your comics pro muscle?
There is no more comics pro muscle, sadly. I mean, there is, but it's just the big two don't care because they've become corporate. And there's not a lot we can do. Which is frustrating, but not frustrating as the organization.
Don't understand the concept of a union.
Well, no, the problem is they can make they can sell as many copies to Barnes & Noble as they can to all of us of books.
Except that they can't, because Barnes & Noble can't move what you can move.
Right, no, no, but that's their view.
They think they can, right, but they really can't.
Right, but the problem is they go, well, look, they just ordered, you know, 50,000 copies. You know, it's like, okay, you know, because they have however many chains and yada, yada, yada. And it's just, I order three. You know, it's just, now it's just the books, they're not doing the comics, but...
Yeah.
It's just, it's a little bit of an uphill battle right now. Especially because, you know, AT&T bought them not that long ago, so it's having to explain things to a whole new corporate, you know, bunch of suits.
AT&T is in a lot of financial problems right now.
Oh, are they? That's interesting.
Their streaming media service is about to go down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
HBO Max is going to go before it's even up?
No, they have an AT&T, like, home service. It's like streaming service.
Oh, AT&T U.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they also own DirecTV, so they don't really need both.
But DirecTV is losing subscribers left and right.
It's because their service sucks. I used to be a big fan of DirecTV. I, like, told everybody about them. Now, if they were on fire, I would piss on them.
Yeah.
Wow. So if your satellite dish is on fire.
Just saying. They suck.
Pat will not come out and pee on for you. So, yeah, no real news. I apologize. Yeah, no news and no questions. So.
Apologize.
I apologize for that.
You think we would be prepared for a 400th episode?
No, if you listen to the previous 399, that's true. We are not.
That's true.
Prepared.
We are rarely prepared. We used to be much better with news until Pat abdicated his throne.
Sorry, I got a big boy job now.
I know you got a big boy job. Big time. You're more important than your... You know.
Well, I would not say I was more important.
No, but you view that as more important than your assignment of gathering the news.
I like eating and I like electricity, and I need funds in order to make those two things happen.
It's always something with you, Pat.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough. Yeah, so I apologize that we don't have more going on for the 400th. Yeah, I totally just—I was all sorts of other stuff going on. Totally forgot to.
We
ask
thought for about questions. A swimsuit competition, but Dave wouldn't do it.
No, no. I am reconsidering the midnight release on the 31st for Star Wars and Thor and that stuff. Oh. So we'll see. As Pat said, it could be fun. And seeing, you know, Spencer here drunk, you know, it could be interesting. Yeah, so.
Just saying.
Yeah, because I got nothing else I got to do.
Right.
That's the whole point.
So, I think that's all we got for stuff. Let's talk about books. Mike, you haven't been here in a while.
All right.
What'd you read that you remember?
Mike
tried to buy Constantine again. But then realized
he already owned it.
Tim, Tim said you already bought this, and so it's like, okay, it wasn't memorable. It wasn't bad. I remember I enjoyed it, but I could not tell you one thing that happened in it.
I looked through the whole book again, and I go, I don't remember this.
Maybe you bought it but didn't read it.
No, I read it.
Okay,
it was in my read file. Usagi Yojimbo number 7. Usagi joins his bounty hunter friend Jen and this dude called Stray Dog. And
I actually read that, Mike. I read that too.
I loved it. I thought it was so cool. So they were trying to get these swords that belong to a rich family owner or something like that. And all these bandits kept trying to take it off of them. They kept trying to fight for it. And they, over and over again, they were fighting like the same bandits and et cetera, et cetera. And finally they get a hold of the swords and they're going to go take it to the family, to the king or the lord and say, hey, we want our reward. And they're like, no, these are counterfeit. These aren't real swords. Someone else actually turned them in, so the whole thing was for naught. But it was just fun. And we know who the little person at the end was. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the names and stuff, but yeah. They ran into
about that.
Yeah, he's run into her before, but it was fun. It was just a single shot issue. I've been thoroughly enjoying this. I've been buying trades off of eBay, sorry, Colin, for $6. And
Colin can't beat them prices.
No.
And actually, Colin wants to know who your hookup is so he can buy them at that price.
The other one I read that I kind of remember is Batman 84, which
penultimate
is getting close to the end, and like Colin, somebody explained it to me. Like where Thomas Wayne is trying to make Bruce be happy, but
make Bruce not be Batman.
Be Batman. But can that actually happen?
No,
because that's his thing.
Well, yeah. That's just it. I think even if he could not be Batman, he couldn't not be Bat. Like he's like a retired person that didn't have hobbies. He'd just die like 20 minutes later.
That's how many alternate like universes have we seen where he's like, you know, has some kind of like mech suit because he can't move, or he has, you know, like Batman Beyond where he's like the Pennyworth, but he's still like in it. Like
he's still going and just like. What are you going to do? So I don't know how he's going to wrap it up with 85 at all. So, I don't know.
How'd you feel about the...
I enjoyed the story itself.
I enjoyed the story. It was, I enjoyed the previous one even more with the storytelling of Alfred.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. So.
How do you feel like each page taking place before the page before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to do.
Yeah, he. Sometimes I think he tries to be cute. Sometimes with the way he tells a story, and sometimes
he tries a little too hard. Yeah. I mean, I've enjoyed it, but I don't know if I'll stay on with Tinian coming on. So.
See, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does.
I do like Tinian, but we'll see.
Did you read his detective run?
I think so.
Oh, okay. That was pretty good, especially.
I like Tinian's work on Justice League Dark. On Justice League, I like it too. But that was the two main ones. I only read three.
Okay. I like Batman. I thought it was really good. As soon as you realize what was going on, I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah, it took a couple pages for me to figure it out. Yeah. But once I did, I was like...
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed Martha being in it, looking exactly like how Eduardo Risso drew her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was good. And then the next one is next week, and it also includes a preview of Tinian's story.
Tinian's story. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Okay, I guess I'll go.
Oh, we're going reverse alphabetical. Or not alphabetical.
We're going to do like a star.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're going to
Okay, oh, you like come back and you change. Oh, pentagram. Nice. Okay, yes.
Yeah. Dark Ark after the flood. Dave, did you read that?
Yeah, I did read that.
So, it's interesting because this was a series that when it was first announced, I was like, what are they going to do? But it sounds like we're getting the background of Sheree and well, we find Sheree is dead. We don't know how, but he's gone. And then we find out he was like part of a group of other, I guess they're warlocks or whatever. Yeah. And he was chosen even knowing that he would betray the master. But his daughter had something to do with his death. We just don't know what yet.
It's interesting because in these flashbacks, we find out that he found his daughter, Kaylee, as an orphan.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really expect.
Yes, I did.
And then he tells the other guys that are the warlocks, you know, that the Dark Lords, you know, told him to take her home and look after her, but they're not completely buying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. There's a lot of story to tell yet here.
Yeah, it's a lot more than the initial premise makes you think. Vampironica New Blood. Did you read that?
Sorry, I did not read it yet.
What? Is that number one? Really? Yeah, it was. Yeah. So,
I really apologize for that.
This actually starts off after Vampironica versus...
I started reading it a little bit, but she's back.
Whatever the werewolf Jughead is.
She's back in her own universe.
Yes.
And was talking about
werewolf
Jughead.
Yeah, she wakes up and you know, seeing him, and then she goes off to find her parents to find out what's going on. In the meantime, there's like a new group of vampires in town, and they go to Sheriff Keller, and it looks like they were going to kill him, but didn't. And Veronica goes out to the woods with Dilton, and they get confronted by this new group.
Okay.
So it ties into Jughead the Hunger, or Jughead, whatever that crossover was, which I didn't read.
Yeah, it was just Jughead the Hunger versus Vampire.
Okay. I didn't know if he had, like, another name or something like that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Yeah, they're just calling him Jughead still.
Okay.
Even when he's a werewolf.
Okay. yeah, why not? It was fine. It's weird that I really like the idea of them horribly murdering all of the Archie characters. Because my next one was Archie versus Predator number 2. Yeah,
this was just asking, you read that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very bloody.
Yeah, it really was. Midge at the end there, missing an arm.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
Is it drawn in classic Archie?
No.
This one is not. The first one was, this is more the Riverdale style, I think.
So it's got a little darker edge to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is it Robert Hack or?
Yeah, it's Hack.
Okay.
Yeah, but it looks more like what would be a Dark Horse style than an Archie style.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first one was Archie, which is what made it even better, is because it's the Archie House style with, you know, people getting ripped in half and, like, spines and stuff like that. Hack looks, okay, well, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's cool.
So Reggie mans up. He was down in the basement with Jason and Cheryl, and they were going to blow up the school just so that they could escape. And
he turns on them and locks them in.
Locks them in the room. If this place is going up, you're going with it. In the meantime, Veronica and Betty are out in the woods, and they're calling for Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Betty's chanting the spell or whatever, the Mr. Inferno or something.
Yeah, which, okay.
Satan, yeah.
That was an odd conversation between them, too.
Oh, man.
Clearly, they're not into redheads anymore. Veronica's into blondes.
Veronica likes blondes, no.
yeah. But it's a fun book. I did like the first one better, but it's still a fun book.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, it's very entertaining. But man, the first one is just a couple nudges above it.
Yeah. And the last one I read was Strange Skies Over East Berlin. So I had missed the second issue. So I actually read the second and third one back to back. So the spy is trapped down in a bunker with, I don't know if they're aliens or they're something, but I think they're aliens and they're turning people and making them rampage and kill each other. And the East Germans have a Russian interrogator who are trying to get him to basically talk, and he's, I don't know, it's possessed or taken over. I enjoy the book, but I have no idea what's going on. The worst part about it is it's dark, and in a lot, more in the second issue than the third issue, but there was a lot of spaces where it'd be darkly colored, and then they'd have blue text, and it was really hard to read. Mm. So I read. Dave's gonna drop the F-bomb. He already said.
Probably.
He already said.
400 times.
No, just the A-bomb, I think. X-Men, number 3.
Okay, I was gonna say, wait, was there Inferior 5?
Okay.
You know what? I didn't even read Inferior 5. Yeah, I couldn't subject myself to that. I wanted to be happy, number 400.
Okay, I'm sorry. What book did you say you wanted to talk about?
X-Men.
I read that.
Yeah.
X-Men number 3. The gateway to the Savage Land is damaged. In the Savage Land, they're growing these flowers, harvesting these flowers. So,
I'm guessing they use for the medicine.
They use for medicine that they sell around the world. And so Cyclops, Emma Frost, and Sebastian Shaw go to check it out. You have to find another way to get there. And there's these four old ladies calling themselves Horticulture.
Who, like Horde, like H-O-R-D-E.
H-O-R-D-E.
Very Hickman.
Who are, say, they're radical botanists.
Although their names aren't symbols. So.
And they want to control the world. They want to make the world into a more pristine state and control the population and what food is grown and who eats it. And they
have some chemical that affects their abilities. So it's like when they squirt them with it, their powers go away.
Yeah. And this...
Or ineffective.
Whatever, And since this portal is down, it's affecting, like, the telepaths on Krakoa, and it's affecting the island itself. But, I don't know, I found the Horticulture very entertaining.
Yes. The Golden Girls.
Yeah, exactly. They're Golden Girls, and they say A word and B word, and one of them's like, yeah. A word means ass, Opal.
Yeah, they're bickering with each other, like little old ladies. They've got little old lady names.
It could have been really stupid, but I find it really entertaining in the execution of it and the jokes. And even Sebastian Shaw calls them Horticulture with the WH.
Yes.
That would just be the Blanche character.
They remind me of the old ladies in Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
I feel like maybe that was some inspiration. Yeah. I see some parallels there.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I liked it. My concern is each issue has kind of been its own thing, and they haven't fit together.
As long as they're good, it's okay. I feel like I just need to, like, kind of curve my expectations, because, like, I want a continuation of the story from issue to issue, and this is going to be more episodic.
Well, they build up your expectation, because they're like, Hickman, big, crazy.
And so many dangling things from House of X and Powers of X that haven't even been addressed or touched on yet.
And it's going to be the kind of thing where I'm going to forget the plot lines that were still open.
Well, and also because with all the books, if you're reading them all, there's a lot of, wait, did this happen? What book did this happen in? Mm-hmm. In, you know, confusing, especially where you have some characters where they're like Cable, where there's two versions and just things get confusing.
Hopefully they do get back to this plot sooner rather than later, because, you know, Emma Frost, the last line, Emma says, we got a problem here, when they go back to report to everybody at Krakoa. Mm-hmm.
But it'd be one thing if they were, like, using the same characters, but, like, spreading them out.
Yeah.
Like, the two books that I read, X-Men 3 and Marauders, it was, like, the Sebastian Shaw show.
Right.
It's like he was, like, the lead in...
Yeah.
In both of them. It was like, you could have timed that a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Dialogue was great, though. It was all Sebastian Shaw's dialogue and everything. It was really funny. Other book is Lois Lane.
I read that.
Number 6.
So, I didn't read Event Leviathan. I have I get that her father has died, but I have no idea why
but this is the funeral. This is the state funeral for Sam Lane, and there's a lot of flashbacks in the issue, flashing back to Lois, you know, being Lois and her father bumping horns and. There's a scene when, you know, Lois comes, when she's a teenager, and she comes in late at 3 a.m., and then they argue over a story in the Daily Planet, and another one about why did she wait so long to tell him Clark was Superman. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really well done. The Mike Perkins' art was great. The shots of the grieving shots, and... just these little moments, Greg Rucka writes of defiance of Lois, especially when she was a teenager and her dad's trying to make it better, and she's like, sir, yes, sir, you know, and salutes him, you know, That stuff was great. He really knows how to. Greg Rucka yeah. really knows how to write.
Yeah, it was a good issue.
And that's all I got.
That's all Dave.
Okay. Yeah, not the two were taken there.
So I read Marauders 3.
I read that.
Little
confusion, but.
So the opening scene of this was like, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it was kind of a ripoff of Game of Thrones,
okay.
where they've got the Red Keep, and then what was the other thing called?
Oh, okay, yeah,
Blackstone,
right,
and the crystal thing yeah, that kind of yeah. looked like the wall, and then it's in
a cove.
The bay, yeah, or whatever it is. So it was like that felt very Game of Thrones like
okay.
opening map scene to me. But the big thing is Shinobi Shaw is brought back to life.
Right, who I'd never heard of.
By
so this was
gold balls and
yes.
So this is kind of so we see a version of Pyro who's like drunk and doesn't have his face tattoo yet.
Right.
So this is. So there's a flashback from before Marauders.
Right. It turns out he didn't want the Red King to be one of his women or one of his, you know,
he wanted Shinobi to be the is it the Red King?
Yeah.
Or is the Red King still? That's one thing I'm not.
Red King is new.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, so the Red King is going to be a new character.
But would the Red King be in place of the Red Queen, or
no?
Because you have a Red Queen, you don't need a Red King,
right?
Okay, so now he wants since he can't be the Red King, he wants him to be the Black Bishop,
right?
And we learn that Kitty Pryde wants Lucas Bishop to be the Red Bishop,
right?
So.
And then they inferred that Kitty had something to do with his death.
Yeah, Kitty and the White Queen.
Okay. I have no knowledge of this character, so I was a little lost there.
I have no, this is. I assume this is all kind of to be revealed because
okay.
I have no. Spencer, do you have any idea?
Who?
Do you have any idea who Shinobi Shaw is and how he died or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I have no idea.
The name doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. And I didn't bother to, like, look him up or anything, because I was just
I try.
Like,
oh, I did whatever. Wikipedia him, but it didn't really explain anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm sure there's more X-Men nerds out there who, you know, understand the references, but I'm not deep enough a one to do that. I read Amazing Spider-Man number 35.
I read that too.
So,
Mike?
Oh, no. Yeah, he dropped it. But,
Quitter.
Yeah.
It's Marvel. Gotta.
Oh, harsh.
So, Miguel from Spider-Man 2099, how most people probably know him, he like blows up in this issue and supercharges the.
Well, I think he blew up last issue. And the device got charged.
Okay, maybe I'm running those two together. But anyway, he supercharged his
time
seeming,
blast thing.
Yeah, it's like supercharged the clairvoyant device, which is like supposed to figure out like probabilities from other dimensions to like tell you what's most likely to happen. So that thing is supercharged now. We learned that the chameleon was behind the assassination attempt of Dr. Doom, and Peter stops his sister from killing the chameleon.
Yeah.
And then
how do you feel about having a sister in the book?
I have no idea who she is or where she came from.
You need to she came from a graphic novel. It was like Spider-Man, Family Business or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, Mark Waid. Yeah,
and it was that was pretty good, But, like, at the end of that, they made it, like, they left it open if she was or wasn't. And when they brought her back, they, like permanently made it, with, like, it was, like, hers. Because before this, she was, like, in that the last Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man series.
Yeah. The Spider-Verse is, like, has so many characters that, like, it kind of doesn't matter anymore. Like, she's just...
At least they don't have her shooting webs and stuff.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter, like... They could take any random character and throw them in, and it's fine. But yeah, so Peter goes into the multiverse using the supercharged clairvoyant, and he's trying to find a way to beat Doom. But when he gets back, it and they start to like execute their plan, it doesn't seem to be working. So.
That's all part of the plan.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's the one outcome. That's the one that Dr. Strange was talking about. Yeah. That's the one outcome.
And the last thing I read, Savage Avengers. So, in this, Conan has the third eye of, like, amulet of Agamemnon. Or Agamotto?
Agamotto.
Yeah. So, so Dr. Doom is trying
to... But that was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Doom... let me just make weird vowel sounds. Dr. Doom is trying to get that from Conan. Conan doesn't really want it, but he doesn't want to just give it to him. He wants, like, a trade. And then Dr. Strange shows up, and he wants it so that he can destroy it. But Conan's like, hey, whoever gives me the best offer can have it. And...
Black Widow goes, hey, big boy. Okay, here you go.
What?
Whoa. Well, didn't they say, you said in the last issue that he had a thing for her because she was a redhead?
It was in the annual.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was a while ago.
Okay.
But, so anyway, they go to this other dimension because of the amulet, and it seems like Dr. Doom dies there. So, it's probably just a Doom bot because...
What?
That's just how it always is. But, so yeah, he gets, like, decapitated, and, Colin Goth, I think is his name, like, pops up, and that's, like, the splash reveal. So, I think this series is winding down. I can't imagine it's gonna go for too much longer. But, you know, it's pretty, they're getting Conan to, like, touch on a bunch of the Marvel characters, so it's pretty good.
It's been sad.
Justice League 37. So the this series, the first two, I guess first four pages are two double splashes of like Lex's, like, either evil goons and stuff all making a charge for the Hall of Justice, and once you turn the page, it's all the good guys, and they're just these awesome two splash pages that are just gorgeous to look at. But where that fighting's going on inside, the core Justice League members are inside of the Hall of Justice, which is Batman is piloting to fight the Legion of Doom ship in the sky, like in these like mech kind of battle things. But they are trying to like concentrate like their energy and using it to help make the people believe, because they're fighting to try to show the, you know, to give people hope so that justice can, you know, like the good energy or whatever it is will, you know, will overcome the Doom energy. And they get close, but the Hall of Justice gets like hit really hard and like breaks their concentration, and they need Hawk Girl and the kid that her and the Martian Manhunter had from the sixth dimension. But they can't find her. She's lost out, and they're lost out in like the negative universe or something. They're about to get taken out by the new anti-monitor. That's the fugitives of all three of the new brothers. As right before they're about to get killed, Stewart shows up in the Flash car that they used earlier on in the series to, like, race around the Earth and stuff. They were able to use that to, like, you know, jump to where they were and hit the Anti-Monitor, and with, like, that force knocked all three brothers apart. And where this is going on, Hapata, is that how you pronounce the, like, the evil god's name? She is, like, destroying, or she's getting ready to destroy an Earth that has, like, the old, like, red tornado and, like, those kind of guys on it. But they won't surrender, so she's getting ready to destroy it. And she senses this is going on. So instead of just kind of, like, wiping them out, she literally grabs that planet's Earth and throws it at where Hawkgirl and Green Lantern and them are at. But since the brothers got separated, Forge, he has no power left, but if he times it just right when that planet comes to hit, and if he hits it with his hammer, he'll be able to open up a portal quick enough so that Hawkgirl and Green Lantern and the kid can get through. And so that's what happens. And so they show up, and the tide starts to turn. Like, you start to see the justice symbol show up in the sky where the doom symbol was. And I think it was Aquaman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, Hawkgirl, and maybe somebody else. They come all walking out, and they're all, like, really shiny and, like, look like supercharged. And I think this is going to be, like, the last issue of, like, this part of the story arc before they go into the rest of the, the Year of the Villain stuff that they got going on. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Flash, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I don't think it's a verse. Number one. With this book opens up with, like, the Power Rangers going and doing their normal, like, school everyday stuff, and kind of, like, complaining a little bit about how, like, with having to save the world so much, they're, like, falling behind in school and stuff. And Tommy's been missing for a couple weeks, but, you know, he told him that he had, like, family business that he had to, you know, do. And they're, like, especially the Pink Ranger, Kim, is, like, worried about him because, you know, they're, like, what, a couple or whatever.
Is Jenica in this one?
Huh? No, it's just the
original.
Yeah, just the originals. And so while that stuff is going on, the Ninja Turtles are fighting the Foot Clan, and there's this one new soldier in the Foot Clan who's, like, really good and even puts Raph on his shell a couple times, so that, you know, that makes him mad. And but they're able to, like, you know, the Foot Clan is able to escape and stuff like that. So when they're back in the hideout, you know, all the other turtles are giving Raph grief about, you know, getting beat up by a Foot Clan member and stuff like that. But then they were able to figure out where they were going to be at next, so they go to meet them there, and they fight, and they find out that that good foot member is actually Tommy, the Green Ranger, and he ends up, so they start to fight again, and then he has to morph into the Power Ranger to try to keep up with them. And since he was able to morph, they were able to track where he was, so the other Power Rangers show up because they haven't heard from him in so long. And so they see the Turtles find him, so they automatically think that they're, like, some kind of, like, new monsters from, like, Rita, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And they start fighting, and then it, they eventually are able to break up, and it shows that Shredder, or no, I think they're still fighting, and Shredder's, like, watching from above, because he was able to somehow get Tommy to turn, and is a, you know, member of the Foot Clan, is going to use him to, you know, get something that he needs. But I thought it was a pretty, you know, fun first issue. The art is very, like, kind of bright and cartoony-like. It's not bad, but it's something you might have to get used to a little, because, like, especially with, like, the Turtles, like, the headbands and some of the designs aren't necessarily, like, traditional. Like, they look traditional, but they're just, like, really, like, big and like, bold and kind of, like kind of almost like an anime kind of style a little bit. But it still looked good by the end of the issue. I kind of got around. I enjoyed it. And then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder and Hell number 5. This is finishing up this miniseries of showing all the different things that Shredder had to, like, go through and different things that he had to endure while he was in Hell. And it's all kind of pretty much like primer for the 100th issue of the main series, because this kind of seems like they're gonna be bringing him back for this issue. But I don't want to get too much in that one, just in case people haven't had a chance to read it yet and stuff. But it was a pretty good series. The art in it is gorgeous. It's amazing to at least just to get to look through, and that was it.
That's it. Okay.
Well, I had the Black Star stuff, but that's just still not good. And Spawn.
Spawn.
Okay. Yeah, no, I have nothing else really worthy enough to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, I have 4 to go. 1 I liked. 3 I didn't.
So how are you gonna stay? You gonna say the one you liked for the end?
This is a poop Oreo, you know.
Yeah. This is more Daredevil 14.
This is the one he liked.
This is the one I liked. It was good. I thought it could have been better, but it was still good. It was basically at the end of last episode. The cop had been, you know, asked to hand in his gun and badge. He'd been suspended, I think, and so he beats down on a guy, and at the end he's sitting there kind of thinking things over, and Matt comes up, and it starts with them in a coffee shop talking and trying to, you know, figure out what's going on. And his thing is, you know, he's very, you know, black and white. There's good and there's bad. There's right and they're wrong. But it turns out the reason he's in Hell's Kitchen from, I think Chicago is where he came from, was because he shot a kid. He was chasing a suspect, and a kid pulled out a phone to film it, and he didn't realize, he thought it was a gun, and he shot him. So he'd been cleared of it and everything, and Matt's like, okay, but what I do, you know, I'm trying to help people. That was one thing the cop said, is like, everywhere I go, people are talking about how much you help them, but you're still breaking the law. And he's like, yeah, but if anybody else had done what you did, was shooting an unarmed person, they wouldn't have gotten off scot-free. They would have, you know, faced repercussions. And so they just kind of hashed it out, not really coming to an answer, but I think kind of, you know, seeing each other's side, where he understands what Daredevil does is good inherently, but it's not necessarily legal. And then there's a little side story going on with... Bye, Tim. A side story going on with the gangs, where the Kingpin has abdicated his Kingpin-ness, and now the Owl is trying to take over, and the other families are going to fight the...
Is he still male? He's still mayor, isn't
Yeah,
he?
He's mayor, and then it looks like he's got stuff going on, because last episode he had a meeting, and he ended up killing a guy... that was a whole big thing at this meeting with these like rich and influential people. And that came back to bite him, and they called him and, were kind of mocking him and stuff. They still don't treat him as an equal, like he's trying to be. That's his big thing, is he wants to be treated as an equal. So I thought the stuff between Matt and the cop could have gone a little deeper. That was not that I didn't like it, but I thought that could have done a little bit more. And I think it was different art. It definitely felt like different art on it, on this one. But still, it's been really good. Chip Zdarsky's been doing a real good job with this, and it looks like Elektra is back to help him. The other three I read, Kill Whitey Donovan, I read just for Pat. And my frustration with it was I knew...
Dad Donovan in it?
No, they knew the solicit text and what the book was going to be about, but the issue didn't give you that much information, and I found that frustrating.
That's one of your pet peeves.
It is, because the story is her sister killed herself because of Whitey Donovan, and now she's hunting him down. Okay, well, it turns out... Well, you don't know. It never really says that she killed herself. You don't understand. She is referred to as his fiance, the main character in all this, which is confusing.
Okay.
He went off to war, in the Civil War. So I don't know why that necessarily would make the sister kill herself. So it's just lots of kind of just odd things that I wasn't completely following. And then she. Is going off to get him, and she takes a slave with her who wants freedom, and they're hitting the rails to get north. And then all of a sudden, they get shot, and you can't really see who it is because they're in shadow. But it looks like they're both, from my memory of uniforms, they looked like Union soldiers, even though they were down, like, in Georgia. So, just, I was very confused.
Well, yeah, that's
I wasn't loving the art. The main character's face kept looking like she was stunned or drugged. She had just a really weird look on her face. Kinda. Yeah, and it was odd. Not a huge fan of that one. Conan Serpent War? Oh.
I read almost everything Conan, and I skipped that one.
I tried it because with Moon Knight and everything, I'm like, let's see what they do with this. So
they
there's a guy on his deathbed, and apparently he's lived many other lives as many other people, and he's remembering all these lives he had, but he thinks this is his last time. And then all of a sudden, like, this snake starts talking to him, and apparently the snake is the bad guy, but it's keeps talking, and so you don't know if he's the bad guy because he's trying to fight as this old warrior, and then it goes through the most basic of, oh, let me see, I'm seeing another warrior, he's all in white, he worships Khonshu, I wonder if he could help me, oh, and here's another warrior, and introduces all the characters that way, just in the most awful way, and two of which are also Robert E. Howard characters. And at the end, you don't know, is this guy the bad guy who's a snake? I was lost through the entire issue. It just was not done well. I did not like that. And then the last one was Deathbringer, which was one of the infected. You read that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, now my problem with it is because I haven't been reading Teen Titans,
it seemed to do a lot
I was completely lost. Because it starts off, they're talking about... They're in some place, and there's a disagreement between these two groups, and she's trying to mediate this meeting, but they don't give enough information to tell you what's going on.
Okay.
And all this stuff, it's like, I know she got, infected, but, like, most of it takes place before that, and it's all this stuff going on, and I was literally lost through the entire issue.
Because all the other ones that they did like that, they were infected throughout the book. Like, you already saw them get infected. You know why they were infected.
You see her get infected, right, which also was weird because she walks into a room and the Batarang shoots out of a device on the wall and stabs her in the side while the Batman Who Laughs is watching on a video monitor. It was really... That I found really
very
odd.
Very sorry. Like, Saw, kind of, like... Little traps and watching them, like, in different room. And
the
stuff.
Little puppet comes
it
out.
Was just... And then...
There's a little Batarang.
Like, she has some sort of bond with Raven, okay, through some medallion. And then Raven's kidnapped. And then all of a sudden she's tied up. And then all of a sudden she's And it was just... I just felt lost the entire issue. I was very confused.
I didn't pick that one up. I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Yeah, I was lost the whole...
Because I'm not reading Titans, so I don't...
Neither am I,
Is it even still going on? I thought it got canceled a while ago.
Titans did, Teen Titans.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I know the characters, but there was nothing to help me there. So, yeah. Yeah, did not like that. Mm-hmm. So, started off strong and ended a little weak. But this morning I did read the Dark Knight Returns Golden Child, and that made me happy.
I love when Eddie Murphy showed up.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, that was the cool part.
I won't deny.
That was the cool part. But I liked that a lot. So I'm ready for start next week. And I did, I went back on my vow and I did read another Bendis book because I needed to know what happened in Superman 18. And that actually was really good.
That didn't last long.
Well, no, but just because of that.
I'm not going to read another Bendis book
I was,
until next week when a Bendis book comes out.
No, just because it was Superman and something very major happened in it, so I needed to. It
comes out of the closet.
Kind of. Say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I need to see how it happened. So.
Open the door, walk down.
Here I am.
No, but it was very, very well done. So
you're what's coming out? That's read Legion 2 and 3?
I'll read 2. Okay. I won't read the next Event Leviathan one shot that's in the new previews. I'm
totally not reading a Bendis book, except for the Bendis books.
I'm only reading half of Bendis' books.
Okay, I'm reading Bendis' books, but I'm not going to like them. So it's coming out next week, y'all.
Gonna hate read them.
Besides Bendis books.
Yeah. Just highlighted all the Bendis books.
There's a lot of them, too.
There are. We have 2099 Omega wrapping up this major event. Spider-Man 36 is a 2099 tie-in, so I guess read that before Omega.
Or don't. Who cares?
Annihilation Scourge Omega is wrapping up that quick event as well.
Sold out of that.
I didn't order a lot.
I was going to flip through that Beta Ray Bill one.
Sorry.
He had a Beta Ray Bill. He has a variant.
Maybe.
Oh,
yeah, I only had...
I wasn't going to commit to buy it. I just wanted to flip through it.
Well, my problem was I had very few pre-orders. Everything was weekly. Yeah. It was literally a one-month event. And it's like, I'm not going big on these.
They got a lead with Beta Ray Bill. Like, he sells books.
Yeah. So it's just, it was one of those, I don't...
That's why I got it, because it's Beta Ray Bill.
We have Dave. We have Archie's Christmas Spectacular.
Next week.
I knew you'd be Predators? Happy. Probably no Predators, I doubt it. This is more classic, Archie. We have Batman 85, which is the last issue of the King Run.
Is that a double size issue?
Yeah. Yep. We also have, I think it's a longer issue itself, and then it also has the first part of the next storyline.
So what is that, like $89.99?
No, $5.99.
If it was a Marvel book, it'd be $89.99.
Yeah, the DC's normally not too bad. I've
been reading too many Marvel books.
We have Batman Last Night on Earth, the last issue of that coming out. We have Bloodshot for all the Valiant guys. Daredevil 15, I'm looking forward to that. Which is weird, that was quick, because yeah, Daredevil was one of the late books last week, so bi-weekly, yay. Doomsday Clock 12, I know you said it would never arrive, but...
Is it been over 2 years?
1 month over 2 years, yes. Oh, yeah, because it was November 2017 when I won the award for Best Midnight Release.
And most open comic book shop.
Yes.
Since number 11 came out.
No. Since number one came out. Beginning. That's when number one came out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So all together.
Like, where's the time gone?
No, you've been one patient, but Jesus.
No. It was 25 months. So
it's a multi-generational comic.
Well, they wanted it to line up with Watchmen, the last episode.
Yes, that was the whole plan. Yeah. When this started, they hadn't even thought about the TV show. And, yeah. It is hilarious, though, because the last issue of Watchmen comes out Sunday. Our last episode of Watchmen comes out Sunday. We get the Watchmen poster for the lighted display on Tuesday.
Sweet.
Yeah, their time in this thing has been fantastic. Attention to detail. Doomsday Clock 12. Eternals number one facsimile edition, because that's going into TV, so they're hyping Eternals a little bit. We also have Eternals Secrets from the Marvel Universe. I don't know what that is, but I didn't order a lot. We have Excaliburs next week. As is Fallen Angels. Family Tree, this was the Jeff Lemire image one. That one's next week.
First one was good.
It was. Folklords number two is next week. I thought number one was real good on that as well. We have Guardians of the Galaxy 12, which is the last issue of this run, which is Donny Cates' run. I'm starting with a new number one on the first.
So that hasn't even been that, like, probably a full year?
Because they double-shipped
that one probably too?
Yeah, but that one was good.
I'm just saying that sucks that like a whole run doesn't even last a year anymore.
Gung Ho. This is from a new company, Ablaze, I believe, and they're calling it the spiritual successor to Walking Dead. So
Oh, I was hoping it was like Gung Ho from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
See, I was hoping it was the movie.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Like, yeah.
Hardcore Reloaded, which is Hardcore was a miniseries from Image, I want to say last year, and this is the sequel to it. Harleen number 3. Pat, He-Man and the Masters of the Multiverse number 2.
I really like number 1.
Good.
I dropped that.
Brandon did not. Heart Attack number 2 and Heartbeat number 2. One I liked, one I didn't.
Which?
He liked the beat, he didn't like the attack.
No, I think I liked Attack, I didn't like Beat.
One is, it's a reprint of a European book, right?
Maybe. Isn't that might be the one I didn't like. Yeah, I liked the Image one, which was Heart Attack. That was the interesting one, where the people with the powers, and the one guy has minor power, but he amplifies other people. Heartbeat was the one where I couldn't tell the characters and I didn't know what was going on and I felt lost. I don't like feeling lost. Sometimes I do. Like Watchmen, the TV show, I'm okay being lost with that. I'm okay I'm lost reading Grant Morrison. But History of the Marvel Universe number 6. So the last issue of that's coming out. So will you find out the end of the Marvel Universe? No, probably not. Infected the Commissioner is next week. John Constantine Hellblazer number 2. Hopefully we can read it and remember what happened, Mike.
I'm going to reread one.
Okay. Joker Killer Smile number 2 is next week. That's the Jeff Lemire one. Justice League 38, which I think is the end of it.
It is.
Yeah, it is. That's Snyder's last issue.
Oh, is one, that his last issue?
Yeah, one piece of news I found interesting. Jorge Menes, who's done a lot of this,
is doing
Batman. Yeah, he's going to be the new regular artist on Batman, which would have made me happy.
Oh, so he's taking over...
Yeah, because Tony Daniel's doing this first arc, and I'm like, Tony Daniel had his run on Batman before New 52, so it's like, give somebody else a shot. So I'm very happy that he's taking
it. Gorgeous pinup that he did.
Okay, I still remember his first cover where I knew him as a person. It was a variant on Superman. And I intentionally swapped everybody that and ordered the variant for them. Because it was one where he was coming out of a building and flying up, and it was just the different... I thought it was the awesome cover I've seen. Artwork. Yeah, so he's doing good. King Thor, the last issue of that, so that's going to be Jason Aaron's last Thor. Dave?
Out with a whimper.
Is it? Yeah, I have.
It's fine. It's a lot of rehashing.
Okay. Claus, Life and Times of Joe Christmas, number 1, is next week.
One of my favorite ones of the year when this book comes out.
We have Legion of Superheroes 2.
Yes. Hopefully they're in it.
They'll probably be in it. I just hope people speak in sentences.
If they're all on splash pages with little...
That's kind of how that one was. It was mostly on splash pages, Lolo Woods, number 1. This is the next of the Joe Hill's Hill House comics from, what would have been Vertigo, but now Black Label. Marauders number 4. We'll learn more about Shinobi Shaw, or maybe we won't, because it might not connect to the prior issue. We'll see. Marvel Tales Annihilation, a little late on this one, but it's one of those big reprint books. I just think it's funny that this is coming out after the Annihilation event ended. Can't plan these things, though. Metal Men number 3, Money Shot number 3. I still need to read number 2. I really like number 1 on that. Narcos, this one's been delayed like a year, but it's a book about the TV show or a sequel to the TV show or something to do with the TV show. Maybe there were a lot of approval requirements, but yeah, this one really late. New Mutants number 4 is next week. Nightwing for Spencer.
Yay.
Just for Spencer.
Yeah.
Old Guard Force Multiplied. This was a Greg Rucka book about like immortal soldiers, but like current soldiers who just can't die. And I think it got optioned for either a TV show or a movie. And so now they're doing a sequel to it, a little 5-parter. From Image, Once in Future number 5, which is funny because it says 5 of 6, but it's actually ongoing.
Just because it's so good and so popular.
Exactly.
Didn't it get optioned too?
Possibly that, I don't know.
I think it was optioned before even.
Everything gets optioned. It's where it actually gets made.
Yeah.
You know, $1,000 will hold a property, so. Project Christmas. Now, what this is, it is not Project Christmas. Don't get excited, Dave. Slow down. No, what this is Mark Miller. It's an unknown project. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, and at first I thought it was just a one-shot, but it's
mini. Yeah, it's a mini. It's a follow-up to one of his most beloved series.
Oh, so nothing to do with Christmas.
No.
Oh,
No, and we have no idea what it is. It'll be a surprise. What I love, it'll be a surprise until we get it, or until they spoil it on Monday, which then negates the surprise.
I think I remember him talking about before he was trying to work on a sequel to The American Jesus. Maybe that's the...
It could be anything. We don't know.
Is it going to be a binge?
No. Oh, God, I hope they never do that again. That did not work out well at all.
Did people just pick up number one?
Nope. Nobody picked up any of it. I think I sold like two sets.
Yeah. That's because it's the Corona.
Yeah, I know.
See, I liked it.
It was good.
But I think by throwing out, here you go, it's $20-some dollars all at once.
No, I would have preferred to not have to do that.
Yeah. This is just one book, like $4 or...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, the good thing for us is it's returnable all of his books are returnable, but, you know, that was their pitch. You know, you're ordering blind, but it's returnable, so it doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, you're still asking me to put out money, having no idea what it is. But Read-Only Memories, this is off a video game. Revenge of the Cosmic Ghost Rider. Now he's mad.
He's not going to take it anymore.
Nope, you're correct, sir. Roku number 3, that's another Valiant one.
I thought it was about, you know, like watching TV.
It is. That's what it really is about. Scream Curse of Carnage number 2, because everybody loved number 1. Shazam number 9, which I find funny.
Is that an ongoing?
Yes.
Spitting out of...
Yes, Absolute Carnage. Yes.
She is, like, not in, like, the main book.
She's spinning out, man.
Like...
Out of control, but
it's weird that they're trying to spin that off when...
Well, they had a cool Archer
Absolute Comics, or Absolute Carnage, the main series, for like a panel or two. She basically just comes in and is like, hey, how you doing? And then it's like, read more about it, and her, you know, three issues.
Right.
But that just seems like they're setting themselves up for failure. It'd be one thing if she was like a big part of that.
No, they sold a lot of number ones because it had an Archer cover, and that's all they care about.
I don't know how many times she's been in the comics since... The Maximum Carnage crossover series from the 90s.
There was an interesting thing. David Harper was looking at the sales chart, and he found it very interesting that, I forget what book it was, I want to say it was New Mutants, but there was, I forget what percentage was, dropped between 1 and 2, but because they both shipped in the same month, they were both on the sales chart. And it was like number one was 150,000 copies, and number two was like 60,000 copies.
Yeah, wasn't that like number one?
It might have been, yeah. Because
it was the Hickman.
But it was just funny seeing that drop, and he's like, wow. I'm like, and I respond to him, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do talk about that everybody looks at Marvel number one numbers, but they never look at number two, which is a lot more realistic number. Because number one is bumped by variants and store exclusives and everything.
Well, X-Men number two was still above 100,000 copies.
Okay.
So if it could hold
around,
you know, maybe lose like 20%, but still hold.
Yeah.
I think it's going to lose a lot more than that. I don't think it's going to keep people's attention. But. No.
But I just found it interesting that somebody actually noticed. I was just kind of happy about that. Interesting. I just got the damage replacements in this week of Shazam 8 and Shazam 9 is next week. It's coming out all the time now after being gone for 6 months. Skull Digger and Skeleton Boy is the next part of Black Hammer.
Is that the first issue?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
a six-parter.
I picked up the trade of the couple one shots they had, and like they had like the old like who's who of like Marvel, where they have all the characters in the back with a bio, and they were in that. And I was like, I remember seeing something for it, but I didn't know if they were out yet or not.
No.
Because it seemed like an interesting.
I don't think they've ever appeared.
They have never in a story. Yeah, they've never appeared in the story. They may have been talked about, but I've never seen them in the story.
So, do you think those sell better as like miniseries, like they do, like the 6-issue minis, just that come out?
Same people tend to get all of it, so I don't know exactly why they're doing it like that instead of doing it as a series. But I think some of it makes sense, like the 45. You know, instead of trying to splice that story in the story, but. I don't know, it sells really well. It sells better than Iron Man. Iron Man's this week, too. And I look at that number and I go...
When's Iron Man 2020 coming out? That's another one that they're Doctor Stranging. Because they messed that up, right?
Doctor Stranging?
I guess that's not a thing. But, so Doctor Strange, they're rebooting it with the exact same team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. It's they're announcing that it's coming out on the 26th. I guess it's coming out on the 1st because it's not coming out on the 26th. So yeah, I don't. Who knows? It's a number one. Yay! Although I'd love if they canceled this run. Not that I'd love that they cancel. It's just it's not doing well. And Iron Man should be a top book. You know, it should be one of Marvel's top 10 books.
Which is funny you say that because before the MCU, he was a D-tier character.
He was, but his book was excellent. Whoever was writing it before Fraction took over, the Fraction run was great. The story before that I thought was outstanding because that spun off of Extremis by Warren Ellis, and this was continuing. I thought it was fantastic.
I like this series.
Okay.
I honestly think it doesn't sell well because it's Tony Stark.
Yeah, Iron Man. Yeah.
And not just Iron Man.
And
people think it's like it's less important because they put the adjective in front of it.
That's true.
They need to keep the classic titles if they want these things to sell as well as they could.
Yep. And like when you're looking for it on a list of books coming out, it's not an I.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, it's under T. But
yeah, I know. I'd punch somebody in the eye just to get an Uncanny X-Men book back. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care which one it is. Just name one of them Uncanny.
Yeah.
Colin.
I don't have that power.
No, he said he was going to punch somebody in the eye. Just name
Okay, gotcha. I thought you wanted, if I didn't do it, he'd punch me in the eye. Okay, Spider-Man number 3, that's
but
the...
you didn't demand it.
That's the J.J. Abrams one, number 3. Star Trek Motion Picture Facsimile Edition. I'm just kind of intrigued by this because that was a big treasury thing, so that's kind of cool. Star Trek Picard number 2, Blue Through number 1. That was craziness. Star Trek Year 5 number 9. I know Brandon is enjoying that one.
What one?
Year 5.
Star Trek Year 5. That's awesome.
Yeah. Star Wars Empire Ascendant number 1. Sadly, Tim told me I should pull this for everybody that was getting Star Wars. Sadly, I ordered about half of what I was ordering of Star Wars. So, but it's a $6 book, and I didn't know what it was. Star Wars Rise of Kylo Ren. This is a prequel to the movie, I think. And this is written by Charles Soule. Suicide Squad number 1. This is a new series from Tom Taylor, so that should be good.
Yeah, I pulled that one. I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah. New team.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, yeah. See? Superman Smashes the Clan, another one I know you like.
Mm-hmm.
Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, which is getting mixed reviews at the table. Tales from Harrow County, Death's Choir. This is a new one written by Colin Bunn and Tyler Crook, who is the artist, and it's got a different artist on it. And what else we got? We got Visitor number 1. This is from Valiant, written by Paul Levitz, which is interesting. Longtime DC president is writing this one. Wellington, which is from Dark Horse, where the Lord Wellington was a famous military officer in England, but he was also a monster hunter.
That was Mignola, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Wonder Woman Dead Earth. This is a new Black Label one from Philip Johnson. I don't know if that's right, but it's a
750 come out.
We just ordered that, so sometime in January. I don't remember exactly when. I didn't order a ton of that one. Let me finish the list, and I'll get back to that. X-Force number 4. We got 5 X-Men books coming next week. X-Force, and then lastly, Year of the Villain, Hell Arisen. This is starting off with it's Luther versus the Man Who Laughs. Mm-hmm. So
it seems like next week it's a lot of... make sure you check to see what you have to read before reading something else, kind of.
My concern, there's so much coming out that throwing out, I think the number ones might get missed because everybody's going to have giant stacks of stuff that they already get that you're not going to want to add new things to it. That's a concern. Wonder Woman 750, they made me really mad because when we ordered it on initial, which was...
But he doesn't save it for the airing of the grievances.
Yeah, which was like December 2nd, I think we had to have our numbers in. We had no covers. So we had to order blind.
Yeah, the covers didn't come out until like real late.
Then the covers came out like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, and we had to put in our final orders by Monday. So I'm like, no, I didn't order a lot because before I did sets and I had time to promote the sets and say which covers would you like. This time they gave us 5 or 6 days to do this. And I went, you know what, I'm going to send a message and not do it. And I I promoted it to everybody that gets Wonder Woman and everybody who bought Action 1000 and Detective 1000. It should have been on your Comic Hub.
It showed up on,
it showed up on your thing.
It didn't show up on mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I promoted it just saying, hey, if you want any of these. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put as much effort into this as they did. And if they could only get us the covers 5 days before we had to order them, why should I make a big
effort? I went to Safe Route and order Jim Lee. So.
Okay. But it's like I had, you know, two orders for this cover. Great, I ordered three. And I'm like, I'm putting the pressure on them to overprint so that I can get more. Because I'm not, and it's a $10 book. I'm not ordering a ton for the shelf.
That hasn't been a problem with the other ones either, though, getting extra copies.
Right. Right. So, but it was just one of those, I was really mad with the order. I'm like, you know, it's Wonder Woman, not Batman, not Superman. I mean, Action was a big deal. Yeah. Detective didn't do as well for me. I think one because it was $2 more. And it was the second time they went to that thousand, well, yeah. where Action was a big event. But Wonder Woman 750, okay.
It's an anniversary issue.
I would expect it is, to sell like a third of what Superman
yeah.
sold.
Well, no, I didn't. Maybe, I didn't, maybe yeah, because I think, yeah, Action, I sold like 600 copies. This, I think I ordered 30 total. You know, so.
Yeah, I think you'd probably sell 50.
Maybe, but at $10.
Did you order Flash 750?
No, we haven't ordered that yet. Yeah, I think that's in the new book. But again, we have bigger. No covers.
Like, I expect that one to sell better.
I've only seen one cover.
Yeah, the main cover. The main but cover, but it's like.
Yeah, because Flash is a, like, you know, they talk about the Trinity, but Flash is a bigger, like, more popular character than Wonder Woman.
Especially recently.
Especially amongst, you know, comic shop shoppers. I'm sure Wonder Woman outsells Flash, you know, for, like, you know, apparel or something like merch. That. But
I don't know. I see a lot of people walking around with Flash shirts.
Yeah.
Or hats.
I see a lot of people flashing,
Where are you hanging out?
I mean, you gotta pay them, but, you know. All right,
No, I'm just thinking. I think that's all I got for that. Again, Festivus starts Friday. Check the website, and I will push. I got to figure out. It used to be I could post to the website, and it would automatically go to Facebook and Twitter, and they did some sort of update or something went wonky, and it doesn't do that more. So, but I'm going to go in probably tomorrow, because tomorrow's office day. It's Thursday when I'm doing the podcast and the What's Coming list, and I'll go in and hopefully load them all up and set them to go off like at 7 a.m. each day so you guys see what's going on. But I have them all planned out. First time ever I've actually planned them out ahead of time. So book club is January 3rd. Klaus. I have more coming Thursday. It's been how many years? I still can't say it right.
Klaus.
Hello. what else have we got going on? I will probably seriously consider the midnight release on New Year's Eve for Star Wars and Thor.
I would just I put out a feeler on Facebook or whatever.
I'll make a poll.
Yeah, and see who would want to do it. Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Because I don't think I have any plans.
Bunch of goddamn.
I might be told differently, but
if this Star Wars movie is well received, I could see there being demand for it. But the opposite's true as well.
Yeah.
You gotta find somebody to dress like Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
If you get a Baby Yoda in here, dude, you will have lines wrapped around like four friggin' times.
They're coming out like in May.
I'm sure you get the hookup.
Yeah.
You got crafty people to come.
You mean to make one or a costume? Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying that, but the figures that they're coming out with.
Somebody at Disney got fired for that.
No. Yeah. No, that was Favreau. Said he didn't want it spoiled.
But
you could have had him
you
in
can
production.
Have it not be spoiled, had, but still yeah. have like.
If they're in production, that's spoiled. Maybe. That shit gets out.
That is true.
Okay. So we got that. Oh, it's Superman month because of what happened today. Dun, dun, dun. So
what
double point.
Today?
Double points on all Superman graphic novels for the month.
By the way, I'm disappointed in your display. Tim There's no that. Superman for all seasons. There's no
Tim
American Alien.
Tim made it. Although he did, somebody, I think Josh mentioned the American Alien. He said as soon as something sold off it, he'd replace it with American Alien.
Okay.
So that's it for 400. Yeah, I know, not too exciting. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll record one at the midnight release. That'll be good.
Drunk off our asses.
Well, we're not going to be drinking here. I can get in trouble for that. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, you can only get in trouble if you provide it.
Right. Well, right. Exactly. That's what I meant.
Don't provide it. It's BYOB.
There you go.
You know what I don't like about Marvel Comics right now? Blech.
You know what I don't understand?
So, that's all we got. Monday. Mike!
That's the podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See you.